Oh, come on.
Well, what's the matter now?
Okay. Let's see what we get on with now. All right.
Okay.
All right. I was asking you about when a kid gets out of
kindergarten or whatever.
Then he goes into what?
He goes into grade school.
Would you call that either first grade or primary or first class?
I'd say not primary, being kindergarten, wouldn't it?
Okay, and then
first thing, then we get in.
Yeah.
Give me sort of a hint.
First grade would be okay.
First grade, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And how about the things the children sit behind in school?
Well, this desk.
All right. Each one has his own, but then you'd say maybe in the room there were 30 what?
30 pupils.
Sitting behind 30?
30 desks.
All right. And the book where they play, the building where the books are?
Well, it's called the library.
All right. And a place, if you went into a town and you had to stay overnight, you'd have to get a room in a
motel or a hotel or boarding house.
Okay. And if you went into town to see a play or a movie, you'd go to the
Upper House, or you'd go to a movie.
The
studio.
Or theater.
Theater, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. And then a place in a hospital. You mentioned hospital yesterday. That there's a doctor and a
nurse.
All right. And a place in town where the train stops is called
the depot.
All right. And down in town, it's getting kind of crowded down there in Dahlonega, but before there used to be some grass around the courthouse.
Yeah.
And what was that called?
Courthouse yard.
All right. And if look now, look at this. Here's, let's say something is situated here, and something else is situated here. And how would you explain that relationship?
Well, it'd be a north and south location.
Would you use something like catty-cornered or kitty-cornered?
Skew.
Okay. How about if a farmer didn't plant his crops straight and they were all, when it was planted every which way out in the field?
We call it broadcast.
Okay. Do you ever use the term anti-godlin or catty-whopper?
Yes.
Which of those?
I'd say anti-godlin.
What does that mean?
They just don't mean nothing, those
expressions.
Okay. They don't mean anything.
All right. And do you remember in some towns, I don't know which, any town that you've lived in that might have had these, but they were like a train in town that runs on a track?
A streetcar.
Did they have those around any, did they have in Gainesville?
Oh, yes, they have in Gainesville.
And if you're on a streetcar and you got to a place.
Trolleys, maybe, mostly.
Trolley, huh?
Yeah.
And you say the next next stop is where I want.
I'd say that the Riverside Academy.
Is where I want to get.
Yeah, well, I'd say I want to
get off
at the Riverside Academy.
Say get off?
To get off,
right.
Yeah.
And in Lumpkin County, Dahlonega is the
county seat.
All right. And if a person works for the post office, they works for the federal
government.
All right. And George Wallace and some other candidates in the past have campaigned on a ticket that they promised law and
order.
Yeah, right. And you mentioned the Civil War yesterday. Were there any other names for the Civil War that you can think of? Called?
They called them rebels. It was a rebellion.
Okay.
That's all I can think of.
Your ancestors that were in the Civil War, were they in the Confederate Army?
They were.
Okay. And if a murderer, when they used to use a rope on somebody to execute a murderer, you'd say
he was hanged.
All right, and if he did it to himself, you'd say he
committed suicide.
Or he
hanged himself.
All right. This is not a test either. I just want to get your pronunciation of these things. I'm going to ask you about some cities and some states.
Okay.
And I'll give you a hint about it, and then you just pronounce the word.
Okay.
This is the state where the biggest city in the United States is.
That'd be New York.
Okay, and this is the state where Baltimore is.
Boston.
Boston is in what state, Matt?
Massachusetts.
All right.